I wanted to talk about this. Well, we won't know the Trump University information until later on. And what I mean by that is we know the Trump University real estate school. Okay, we know the stories. We know the situation with the people that are suing the corporation or the LLC, whatever the hell it is now, because it's no longer in operation. Now, we've talked about it before, and I equate the Trump University program to golf schools, quarterback schools, anything that is to teach you how to do something, give you the tools to do something, anything that is that type of program is all up to you. It's all up to you. They give you the tools. They give you the know-how. And you could go to Borders or Barnes & Noble or Amazon, wherever the hell books are sold. And you can buy countless books that will teach you how to get free money from the government, sell swimming pools, buy real estate. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on. And just because you take one of these courses doesn't mean you're going to be a billionaire. It's just not the case. Just because you take the Peyton Manning quarterback camp doesn't mean you're going to be Peyton Manning. They're going to give you the tools. They're going to teach you the proper techniques. But after that, it's up to you, man. It's up to you. And you're always going to have, those people that will tell whoever, I thought this was going to be, you know, XYZ, and I lost $5,000, and I want my money back, and I thought I would be a star. You're always going to have those people. So that's what the Trump University case is. Now, we don't know these playbooks, so I can't comment on that. I can't give you my thoughts, but I'm pretty sure the information that's being released because of this judge is basically going to support more of what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it will just support more of exactly what I'm saying. Pretty sure of it. Pretty sure of it. Again, you take these courses, you go to these camps, and they give you knowledge. What you do with that knowledge is up to you. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Always going to have a crybaby here or there that says,
Well, I didn't make any money, and I lost money, and I didn't make money.
You're always going to have that. So you're always going to have it. Now, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, and it comes to the Democrats, and the whole Donald Trump is a billionaire, and he's not for the working people, and all he cares about is money, and he doesn't care about you, and listen. Here's the difference. Let me explain something to you guys. Why? And it's baffling for a lot of people, but let me break this down to you. Why does Trump not fall into the mold that other Republicans have fallen into when Democrats attack and say they're rich businessmen or they're uncaring because they're billionaires or millionaires or, rich friends? All they care about is the 1% and so forth and so on. And that's what Hillary Clinton, that's what the Democrats are trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say Donald Trump is Mitt Romney 3.0. Donald Trump is the Republican Party, and the Republican Party is what we've been telling you for the last 30 years, only care about rich people. All about themselves, so forth and so on. Now, here's the thing about Trump. Here's the thing about Trump that you need to understand. And the Democrats are starting to understand it. You see, Trump didn't make his money pushing paper. Trump didn't make his money in government. Trump made his money creating jobs. And now, hold on. Other people have created jobs, but they're paper-pushing jobs. When you're a venture capitalist and you're things of that nature, yes, you're creating jobs, but they're pushing paper. You're gobbling companies, you're selling off assets, you're not creating things, you're hiring people to help you push paper. That's it. You work for a bank. When you work for Lehman Brothers, you're pushing paper. And those are the jobs, those are the businesses that people like Mitt Romney and others have held before. Sat on the boards. What they've done in the past. Trump builds things. Trump creates businesses that employ average, everyday people. If you're a venture capitalist, or you're a banker, or you're these types of jobs, most of the people you're hiring are friends of a friend of a friend of a friend's kid who just graduated from whatever college, women's study class, or whatever useless degree that they're living in their parents' basement or whatever. Everyday people. But when Trump goes and constructs a building, everyday people are employed for that work. Everyday people. Not people with master's degrees in financing. There's no college-educated paper pushers. They're everyday people. Construction workers. These are everyday people. Landscapers. Everyday people. Clerks. Elevator men. Doormen. Housekeepers. These are everyday people. Waiters. Waitresses. These are everyday people. Everyday people. These aren't executive paper pushers. When you try to paint Trump as the Mitt Romney 3.0, and you say, oh, he's just like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had Bain Capital. No. Bain Capital is 700 times different than the Trump Organization. Building hotels, owning football teams. You know, everybody forgets about the USFL. You know, everybody forgets about that. But that was big. It ultimately didn't work. It ultimately didn't work. But what successful businessman, what successful person in general hasn't had failure? You know, it's funny watching people go, oh, look what happened with Trump and his stakes here and this there and this. Ah, that's not a sign of a businessman. But nobody said that about Steve Jobs. Nobody said that about Steve Jobs. I mean, the guy was fired from his own company. They created a couple products that were just abysmal failures. Abysmal failures. And that story celebrated. See, he persevered. The failures made him persevere. His firing made him persevere. When it comes to Trump, oh, look, see, he's a horrible businessman. Look, he's just crap. He's garbage. He's worse than Mitt Romney. What? What are you talking about? He's completely different than Mitt Romney, and that's why the attacks aren't sticking. Everything he's done has been about hiring everyday people. Even Trump University, if you think about it, it's for everyday people. Hey, everyday person, do you want to learn how to sell real estate? Do you want to know the ins and outs of selling real estate? Do you want to know the loopholes? Do you want to know everything that I know? Well, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you what I know. That's everyday people. And for the handful of people that go, I lost money and I want to think about the hundreds that took the class, the hundreds that said the information I learned was useful. The information that I learned helped me succeed in various things. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about that. That's everyday people. So even the things that they attack Trump on were things for everyday people. Not a bunch of paper pushers, not a bunch of bank paper pushers. I mean, think about the USFL. Again, no one really talks about that. But here you had a group of individuals led by Trump who said, we're going to create another NFL. I know some of you are young and you don't remember this, but the USFL was a big deal for about 3 years. It was a big deal. It produced people like Jim Kelly. Yes. Yes. Legends. Legends that were in the NFL. Legends played in the USFL. Donald Trump owned a team. He was the lead owner. He was the lead owner in the USFL. And they played in the summertime. So you had the NFL in the winter. And you had the USFL in the summer. And it was successful. And the downfall was when they went head to head against the NFL. And some blame Trump for that. Some say it was Trump's fault. He pushed the owners. He pushed the league in going head-to-head with the NFL. But you got to take a shot. You can't be number two. The goal was to overtake the NFL. That was the goal. This wasn't some XFL, some Vince McMahon cast-off league. It wasn't, who the hell are these guys? Who are these has-beens? This was, hey, that was the runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Hey, that guy was the biggest quarterback in college football. Hey, that's what it was. Were they? They're playing for the USFL? Herschel Walker playing for the USFL? Jim Kelly for the USFL? mean, it was huge. I mean, it really was huge. Reggie White? Reggie White. You guys remember Reggie White? Steve Young? You remember Steve Young? I mean, these are guys that played for the USFL. That was Trump's creation. Well, I shouldn't say he sat there in his room and went, But he was part of that league. He was part of the brain trust. That's why when you hear, oh, he's Mitt Romney, he's... No. No, not even close. Not even close. Not even close. Not even close. No, I mean, seriously, it's just, it's not even close. Everything that Trump has done has had everyday working people involved. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. But the USFL was huge. It was huge. A football league that went head to head with the NFL. Donald Trump owned the New Jersey Generals. And the guy went out and spent big money and poached players from the NFL. Seriously. This isn't Bain Capital. This isn't moving a call center, cutting jobs here and moving a call. I mean, this is everyday Americans. Can't get any more everyday American than football. Can't. Here you had a league. Here you had people involved in a league. And they're trying to bring a product to the American people. They're trying to say, hey, we're better than the NFL. They didn't get cast-offs. They didn't get losers. Steve Young, not a loser. Sure, were there some dogs in the USFL? Of course. But you're talking about Hall of Famers. Reggie White, Steve Young, Jim Kelly. It's a legend. They're in the USFL. Donald Trump was part of the USFL. Donald Trump had a team. Donald Trump was the brain trust involved in that league. And yes, it eventually folded. It eventually folded. You win some, you lose some. Atlantic City, Trump had casinos. Yes. As Atlantic City, New Jersey, the casino business in general took a turn, so did the Trump casinos. It happens. It happens. happens in Las Vegas. Caesar's Palace. Imagine Caesar's Palace. That's what happens when you're a businessman and you're dealing in business that involves everyday people. When you're just some banker, you're some paper pusher, these things don't happen. When it's about, oh, let's move this call center here and let's make production there. And what? When you're creating products, building buildings, football teams, things of that nature, hotels, casinos, banquet halls, you win some, you lose some. But that's the difference. And that's why the attacks don't stick. That's why people go, yeah. And people can relate. People can understand. People can't relate to somebody that makes $35 million because they restructured another billion-dollar company, and part of the restructuring involved displacing jobs here and displacing jobs there. That is a paper pushing millionaire and or billionaire. And ultimately suffers nothing. So the people look at that and they go, That's horrible. That they relate to Trump when this business is success, but this business fails. This person loses a job. Trump loses assets. Trump has to sell helicopters. Trump has to sell yachts. People can relate to that. That's individual creating businesses that has everyday workers at. You win some, you lose some, and everybody suffers. It's not a Mitt Romney who makes $35 million regardless. Regardless of who suffers. And how does he make it? By infusing this company with cash, and then that company infuses this other company with cash. And then this job gets shuttled to this offshore company, and that's not Trump. That's not Trump. And that's why his business record is different. That's why his business record is relatable to everyday people. Everyday people. Everyday people can relate to every single one of the businesses that Trump has either had that's been successful or that Trump has had that's not been successful, because everyday people have been employed. Everyday people have been let go. But people relate to all of that. And that's why Trump's called the blue collar billionaire.